you are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? The psalmist declared, the heavens proclaim the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Creation points us upward, outward, into the vastness of God's majesty. But the Apostle Paul brings it home. You are God's temple. The glory of God is not only written in the stars, but also inscribed within you. The same God who formed galaxies has chosen to dwell in you by His Spirit. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, temples were everywhere. Corinth itself was a city full of shrines and altars. The great temple of Apollo stood at the heart of the city, and nearby loomed the temple of Aphrodite, infamous for its pagan rituals. In the Greco-Roman world, temples were seen as sacred dwelling places of the gods. People brought sacrifices, burned incense, and performed rituals to gain the favor of their deities. Every temple was revered, cleaned, and guarded carefully because it was considered the home of a divine presence. Paul takes this imagery and applies it in a shocking way. Not a building, not a shrine, but you, not stone cut by human hands, not altar smeared with blood, not idols gilded with gold, but your very body, your very life is God's holy temple. The God who made the world and everything in it does not live in temples built by human hands. In the Old Testament, God's glory filled the tabernacle and later the Temple of Solomon. The Hebrew word Shekinah described the manifest presence of God that dwelled with His people. Priests could not even stand under its weight. But under the new covenant, God no longer dwells in stone sanctuaries. Through Christ's death and resurrection, the veil was torn. And the Spirit was poured out at Pentecost. Now the glory of God resides not in a building, but in His people. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Augustine captured this truth beautifully. God is more intimate with us than we are with ourselves. Living as God's temple, one holiness. Just as ancient temples were kept pure and undefiled, so must we live lives of holiness. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. The early church fathers often reminded believers that their conduct was a form of worship. To corrupt one's body with sin was not only personal rebellion, but sacrilege against the temple of God. Worship. If we are the temple, then worship is not confined to a building on Sunday morning. Every word we speak, every action we take is an offering. Paul exhorts, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Three, community. Notice Paul says you are God's temple in the plural together. As the body of Christ, we form the dwelling place of God. Early Christian communities often referred to themselves as the living temple built with living stones. For witness. In Corinth, pagan temples were public testaments to their gods. In the same way, your life testifies to the living God. Your body, words, and deeds are a walking sanctuary, declaring God's presence in a watching world. The heavens declare God's glory without hesitation. The seas roar, the mountains stand, the stars shine, all in obedience to His word. But humanity hesitates, rebels resist. That is why Paul's declaration matters so much. You were made to be a temple, not a ruin. Through Christ, God restores His dwelling within you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are not ordinary. You are not a random collection of atoms. You are not merely entangled particles in a cosmic field. You are the temple of the living God. If your eyes can perceive a single photon of light, how much more can your spirit perceive the eternal glory of God? The church father Chrysostom once preached, when you see the altar, think of the body. When you see the temple, think of the soul. Therefore, honor God with your body, worship Him with your life, and remember, the same Spirit who filled the temple now fills you. Lord Almighty, you who dwell in unapproachable light, we thank you that through Christ you have chosen to dwell in us. Forgive us when we forget that we are your temple. Cleanse us by your Spirit, strengthen us in holiness, and use us as living witnesses of your glory. May our lives declare, as the heavens do, the majesty of our God. In Jesus' name, amen.